With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In the ongoing effort for a ceasefire in Gaza, at a news conference in Tel Aviv, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has provided Israel with new assets.
Given the heightened tensions, we have deployed additional assets to the region. The purpose of the deployment of these assets is not to provoke aggression, but rather to deter it, to make sure that it doesn't happen, but also to make clear that if it does, we are fully prepared to defend Israel.
Hamas says in a new statement, the latest proposal presented to it is a reversal of what it had agreed to previously. There is no immediate U.S. response. Hamas is still believed to be holding around 110 hostages that were captured on October 7th. Israeli authorities estimate around a third of them are dead. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Julie Walker reports New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez will resign from the Senate.
It's the end of the line for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, who's supposed to resign by the end of the day, about a month after a jury convicted him on federal bribery charges. The 70-year-old denied all of the allegations and, in a letter to Governor Phil Murphy last month, said he's planning to appeal. On Friday, the Democratic governor named his former top aide, George Helmy, to succeed Menendez until the November election results for the Senate seat are certified. The stakes in the race are high, with Democrats holding on to a narrow majority. Representative Andy Kim faces Republican hotel developer Curtis Bashaw. I'm Julie Walker.
Maria Banyas, an American-born Spaniard considered the world's oldest person at 117, has died. She was born in San Francisco in 1907. The Dow is down 78 points, the Nasdaq losing 42. This is SRN News. If you want to work for the Harris campaign, you have some choices to make.
People applying to the Democratic presidential nominee's website are asked to select a preferred pronoun, and they're offered 9 options. He and she are available, but you might also select Z, here, or who. In fact, it's not immediately clear what some of these words or non-words actually mean. Those who want to work for the Harris campaign also have the option of writing in a pronoun of their own creation separate from all those others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious organizations are taking Tim Walz to task for the restrictions he placed on them during the pandemic. Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate is governor of Minnesota, and he shut down the state in 2020, including houses of worship. The Catholic League points out that Walz issued an executive order limiting churches to 10 persons per service. Several lawsuits were spawned by those restrictions. This is SRN News. Weeks after floods, Vermont businesses are struggling to get visitors to return.
Two bouts of flooding in July is hampering businesses and destinations in an economically depressed section of northeastern Vermont, with some still closed as they continue making repairs. Burketown Administrator Jim Sullivan.
It's traumatic. It's unbelievable the extent that it ripples out. You know, if Kingdom Trails can't open, people cancel their reservations at the Airbnbs and at the inns. We have restaurants that are counting on all of those people coming here.
Kingdom Trails is a popular destination for mountain bikers and can draw tens of thousands of visitors a year. I'm Julie Walker.
A year after becoming a Grand Slam champion, Coco Gauff teaming up with the Breakfast of Champions. Gauff is going to be on the cover of a limited edition box of Wheaties. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.